The last day's been stressful. I mean, I had my family. We were all in a hotel, family and friends, just watching the draft. And like I lost about 5 pounds just sweating so much. I was sweating it out. And when I got the phone call, it was a big relief. No. I knew that I would go Saturday. I just didn't know where. I was really shocked that the Broncos selected me because they hadn't shown much interest, and I didn't think they were one of the teams on my radar, but, I mean, it worked out. It doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect me and how I play football and how I go about my business. I'm not worried about anybody else. They can compare us all they want. I'm just go out and do my job every day. Because we're similar in our build, and we're both retirement. So, I mean, I guess there's some similarities. I'm a family guy. I got 6 brothers and sisters. It's just my mom, so I'm real close to my family. And I mean, I feel like I've had to grow up a lot faster. Just having older siblings in the house, I learned to mature a lot quicker, and I feel like I act older than my age. So, I mean, hopefully that'll help me in being a professional, coming in, learning the playbook, doing all the right things on and off the field. No, I'm actually the youngest. Devin Hester, I mean, you strive to be the best, and he's one of the best right now, probably one of the best of all times, and probably will be. So, I mean, I've been studying film from him ever since he was at Miami, because you recognize a good player and you try to learn something from him.
Eddie, what was it like dealing with the Virginia
Tech situation? After the draft, you there? It was tough. I mean, it was tough. But it was good for us to be around each other, to go out and play football, to take your mind away from what happened. And we were strong for the university. Going out and playing that first game was big for us. I mean, you've seen a lot of tears in the stadium, but it was good to get people's minds off everything. I actually wasn't. I was in my apartment, luckily, and I was just about to head to campus when I flipped on the TV and found out what had happened. Yeah, I mean, it felt like a movie. You didn't really want to believe that it was happening, especially 100 yards away from you, 200 yards away from you. So, I mean, it was a crazy feeling, and, I mean, something you don't want to ever relive. I mean, just being mentally tough and just knowing that it could always be worse, you know, and appreciate everything. Appreciate that I get the opportunity to go out and play football every Saturday or Sunday. Definitely. That was one of the big things for me. Just getting it done in practice. So I'm going against 2 of the best in practice. Sunday shouldn't be so bad. I definitely do. That's my goal. I don't want people to just look at me as a return man because I'm a lot more than that, and I plan to show that to people. It's a perfect situation for me. Just to come in and learn from a guy like that, I mean, it's amazing. He's a professional. He goes about his business. He's a great guy to learn from.